during the course of one of the meetings, he asked Mac how they got hold of the information. He said, well, they operated on a tip. So obviously, the next question was, who gave him the tip? And he told us. I mean, that came from the superintendent himself.
You know, so Mac Shavers is not a partner of our field, you know that. I'm not going to argue with you tonight.
I'm just telling the facts and the truth.
It's just a fact that they were out there almost 2 months, and they were out there way before the incident happened down at Los Angeles.
Well, if you're going to call Mac Shaver a liar, that's your problem.
I'm not going to call him a liar. He tells a lie to you, that's his problem.
We don't really know anything about this, so this should be enough for today, and we'll come back at 9 o'clock again in the morning. If someone will make a motion for the adjournment of this meeting.
Just a recess, huh?
Yeah.
Recess. Yeah, quickly before everybody goes, we're going to try to have vehicles out here if you want to go vote. So you can vote before the polls close. So when we give you rides, we'll take you to the, where are they voting anyway, City Hall?
No.
Over to the Ferguson building so that everybody could vote for our...
We can go over and vote right away then. Yeah.
Yes. Never mind.
Thank you, Mildred. Yesterday, in our agenda, we left out the social rehabilitation report, and we'll start off with that. Who's going to do that? You, Mary?
I started too late, social work with Surah Mani. He's probation officer now. He's a Torah actor. And he's coming to have the report. Those letters, just to give you an idea how the program is going, I passed them out. That I thought it would be good in the meeting camera and coming to the Buddha. They how we're trying to help them, and we want to even try to help them better. Seven sama pagma sa pamani ito ilangit siya sama tosak November may ang isip na ito December may asli another one aglan uma te na after they nagtigala medyo mo he keep referring people from our region. After shooting in the water, but better lang may tuna palugo pinyak sa isa toro ni una pilihan naga inibut magna pekharuj ini sakak pata kisenik mitya wakilu kisenik ka ngamit pigisiribut in nangyay. Right now, they're in you lacking. So they've been pretty much sticking around camp area, except daytime. But they're working on their other projects too. Some those birch tree, January minyaglan ang makapta ang makaptigo ang may tatpinya kinyakta ako which tamag ko si Bunlevi ko ako wanara tante na kinyakta ako which in our policy when we made the policy ami program ako when we were putting it together we said minimum of 90 days dam nova 90 days need go raktok 3 months sama that pamanit mata right after 3 months you could start see the changes in them in those guys tam na miba umala lang klubo to 6 months instead of just 90 days after 2 days so klubo ilik signal na kao ay gusting de na change kara si put umasama according you he could talk about it
more
if you
want to
talk to them about it.
Yeah, as Mary was saying, you know, as we've been going along with this, you know, we can notice some things that maybe need to be changed because everything's in a learning stage. And from time to time, it looks like they might need to consider making some changes in the policy and procedures. And one of them is, looks like it's a concern, is changing it from increasing it from a minimum of 90 days. And there's several reasons for that. One is it seems like just about the time the guy is starting to learn something, which is about 90 days, then he gets released and he hasn't really changed enough to have much of an effect on him. They might go back to the same people and the same way of life. And it just doesn't seem like it's enough. And I've talked with Edmund and those folks, and they felt the same thing, that it's very, very rare that they could change a person in a shorter time of 90 days. And it's also kind of rough on the resident, because if he goes to the camp and completes it and gets in trouble again, the judge is going to say, well, he's already had a chance at rehabilitation. And I think now maybe we ought to think about sending him to jail. And it's kind of, I think, in a lot of ways, it's unfair to the residents to turn him loose too soon. Another thing that is bad about the 90-day minimum, I think, is that if a person gets out and he isn't rehabilitated and commits more crimes, it's going to not make the camp look in a very good light either. You know, it's going to look like there's not very much of a success for this. And what concerns me is the defense attorneys, I don't believe, look at rehabilitation so much as they look at getting the best deal for their client. In other words, they may see that going to Sevenigovic might be better than going to jail, but they're also interested in letting him be there the least amount of time possible, because they view that as doing the best thing for their client, which is not wrong. I think that's their job. But we have to realize that that's their job. And if we have a minimum of 90 days, then the public defender or the defense attorney and the district attorney are going to get together and they're going to sort of like bargain, like, all right, we'll let him go out there for the minimum time. And I'm kind of against that. And I think if it was increased, that it would, it would look at rehabilitation more. I think the attorneys are not looking so much at rehabilitating their clients as they are getting the best bargain for them. And I think that's what our main concern out there is. I don't think that, I know that. That's the sole reason for the social rehabilitation centers, to rehabilitate people. And I think if we talk about rehabilitating someone in 90 days, I think we're really kind of kidding ourselves. However, if the elders decide that it's a good idea to increase that, I would like the possibility of, in some particular certain individual cases, be able to waive the hire requirement. In other words, for some certain individuals that the screening board may feel are exceptions, to allow them to go to 90 days, where 90 days might be better than anything else at all. But I think as a general principle and procedure, I would recommend that the elders increase it to a period of more than 90 days. And the figure of 6 months kind of comes to me a little bit. I don't know, but I believe it should be more than 90 days. I wish Edmund was here too, but I think he would agree to that.
All the staff up there agree to that.
Yeah.
Because they work with them, you know, on a daily basis. And we had one that was up there for a little more than 30 days. And just when he started working real good with the rest of them, he got released. And I just recently I heard he is abducted again because, yeah, you know, he just never really got rehabilitated.
I get a clarification on this, just something you just said. You said somebody was up there for 30 days.
A little over 30 days.
And was released from there?
Mm-hmm. He went through the program. He was in there for a little more than 3 months.
Okay.
Not 30 days, 90 days.
It was 100 and some days, I think. It wasn't much more than 90.
It wasn't much more than 90.
He was only out for around a couple of weeks, I think, at the most, before he was caught for minor consuming. He's underage, he's not 21, but
3 months is just a little bit too short.
Yeah.
You can't really change them. Because it takes good two to three months for them to finally feel real comfortable and start opening up, you know, and just when they start opening up and start working with the rest of the people that are up there and the counselors that work with them, when they get released, then you really haven't helped them, you know, because once they get released, they're out in the same world that they were in before, and they end up with the wrong people or with the wrong bunch and end up right back to where they were before.
Yeah.
As you read those letters too, I think, and look at what those folks have to say that have completed the program, I think it's pretty difficult for them to be able to learn what they've talked about there in 90 days. And, you know, not so much about just the life skills things, but the things about their drinking that they talk about. And how they, you know, it's difficult for them to talk about that without having that happen to them. I think that they're all being very honest when they say that.
Tom, 6 months mga paglalayak palkiga ilang inip. Ilukay inip 6 months pero naya upsi. Ilukay ako nakso ito ilang inip. Takilak sa ito. Case by case, ilukti na paglalayak palkiga 6 months ilalaklu. Na flexible mo laglu. Some cases that some residents that could, you know, that accept the thing, you could keep them for 90 days, but make it flexible that those that don't really respond that fast could go 6 months.
Okay, the problem we have is, see, when the court sentenced those guys, they give them so many days, okay? And they make the determination. We have no say so in saying that they'll be there for 23 days or they'll be there for 117 days. The court makes the judgment and say they'll be there for, and what they try to do is they try to go to the minimum 90 days. And that's where we're running into problems with
that. Well, I think this is where we take position as elders to maybe talk to the court. That would be good. Right now we haven't been filling up. We can take up to 16 people up there, and I think the most we've had is 8. So there's lots of room for other people. Anyway, we've had only 8 at the most, and we could take up to 16, so there's lots of room. And like John said, you know, on special, for those that, I think that's where Elmer is coming from, that the screening committee think that they don't need that 6 months, we could get that special waiver.
One example of I should probably give an example of why I think in some cases you would want to make a waiver and let it be less than 6 months and 90 days. And that's for some people that are in jail that are going to be furloughed. and we get a lot of those people. And I think in many cases it's good for a person who's going to be released to do the last part, even if it's only 3 months, around his own people and around his own country, to get him used to getting back into that community and that society from jail. And in those cases where the guy has been in jail and is going to be getting out, I think the Social Rehabilitation Center is an excellent place for reintroducing him to go back into his society.
I don't want you to get me wrong, because I just want a little flexibility, you know, because another 6 months in Subunerwick for a person, you know, is a little bit long that respond to your the kind of treatment and things that he's
maybe I should explain how they end up going to Subunerwick.
Well, I know how they got into Subunerwick.
The thing is, if they're not going to be in Subunerwick for 6 months, they're going to end up in jail for 6 months anyway. You know?
I think you don't understand my comment. Isn't there some of them that, you know, that respond to your program real quick?
No. That's why I'm saying, because we've had 12 guys that went through the program already since we opened in January, okay? And the ones, just looking, working with them on one-to-one, just the ones that went, finished the program, you got letters from some of them, they're the ones that have been in for more than 6 months, okay? There was one that we had for a little more than 3 months, okay? He ended up back in jail. So we know just from working with them and looking at the, you know, the progress they're making, that 3 months is just not enough.
I understand those that need to be there 6 months is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking of those that respond to your program that don't need to stay 6 months. Can we make it a little bit flexible for that?
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
if I could. I don't think we ought to consider 3 months or 6 months. I think the important thing, I mean, I'm actually speaking, you know, time, the difference in time is important. If a person spends 3 months there and doesn't get what they need from that program, it's going to cost us more. That person could hurt himself or hurt somebody else if they don't learn things right. And if we make it to 6 months and we give that person that much more of a chance to learn what they're trying to teach at camp, then I think it might be longer, and it might be, you know, they may not particularly like that extra 3 months. But we're doing that person and the person or the people that person has to go back to more fairness than if we don't really give them a chance to learn some of those skills. And that's what I think is important, is what's fair to that person that's in there. I don't know if we can gauge that 3 months or 6 months is right. It's taken us, gosh, a long time to learn how to do things wrong. And it's going to take us a long time to try and correct that. And I think that if we give those individuals a chance, and you know, if the people that are working at the camp are given more time to help instill the values and the skills that person needs to deal with to come out, I think that's what's important.
Can they go beyond 6 months in your program?
Yeah, they can go up to 1 year.
1 year.
And see, that's where we're... Some of them that stay for more than three months are doing a lot better than those that stay for that short period of time. And what John and I and the staff are seeing is those that stay, because the courts say to us, they'll be up there only until such and such a time. And some of those lawyers are the ones that work with the court system and say, so-and-so will be at Civil Network only until such and such a time. And they'll try to give them the least amount of time to go to Civil Network.
Okay, John, how much problem would we have then to waive this for you people to be able to take care of a person even for a year instead of marking down 6 months?
Well, I don't know if I understand you. What do you mean?
Well, the court gives you, you know, we'll put this guy in, like Mary said, 3 months in that Civil Network camp. You know.
See, we have a thing in our thing program when we put it up, when we drafted the policies and everything. We say minimum time 6 months and maximum up to 1 year.
And if the attorneys want to get the guy off with less than 6 months, then they're talking about jail time, and they might be more willing to say, I would rather him go to the camp for 6 months rather than jail for 3. Whereas otherwise the attorneys are going to say, if the minimum is 90 days, you would probably go to jail for 90 days anyway, so it's better for him to go to the camp. But I think that one of the problems that we have, I hope everyone understands that it gets a little complicated when you start talking about courts and stuff, but the judge has to make a specific time. He can't say, I want you to go to that camp until they figure that you're rehabilitated. He can't do that. He's got to give them a certain amount of time. And also, the people that are furloughed from the jail, they're technically still in jail. They have a release date from the jail. And if they know the minimum is 6 months, they may consider hurrying up to get a guy out to that place so he can do his last 6 months out there rather than the last 3 or 4. I think that if we make it a policy of 6 months, but allow ourselves the flexibility for individual cases, particularly people that are going to be furloughed from the jail, that I think when the screening committee meets, that we could all discuss that for that individual, and then we could discuss, I should say they could discuss, whether or not they feel that this case, that they should make a waiver of a 6 month requirement on an individual basis. But I think if the policy is set so that the attorneys and the court is aware that more than 90 days is necessary to really rehabilitate someone in almost every case, then I think that I think that it'll be better on the, like Reggie was saying, I think it'll be better on the individual, be doing him more of a favor. And I think we might be doing some of the other residents out there a favor, because we've got people that are up there. One individual is going to be doing a whole year out there. He came in August. And if he's out there and he's learning things and doing well, and he sees what they sometimes call in the military a 90-day wonder, he comes in and thing and goes right out again, and this other guy is staying around, maybe he's going to feel, gee, I'm here a long time and all these other guys are getting out so quick and stuff too, you know. I don't know if that's so much of a problem, but I think when these residents are together and work together and get to know each other a little bit, they're going to be helping each other out also.
Yeah, I agree with you people. If a young person is sentenced for 90 days and he is sent to Civil Network and didn't learn enough what he's supposed to learn at Civil Network, if he wants to, or you as probation officer, John, maybe you can let him stay a little longer, because he's being treated better in Civil Network anyway than staying in jail.
Oh,
he learns what how to behave, and he is being taught the inner path values, working, everything.
Well, I go along with your recommendation, John. All I'm asking for is, you know, if we could be considered to have a little flexibility for those that respond to your program. you know.
You mean like staying out there?
I don't care if they stay a year and a half. That, no. I don't think that you two understand my question.
Maybe you could give us an example so we could connect things.
Okay. Those that respond to your program that are easy to help, you know, maybe they could serve 90 days.
Okay, the thing that we, get though from the jail or from John is these guys have a long history of going back and forth to jail.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But I think we need to pressure the court a little bit too to work with you.
They're working real close with us, you know. We're working real good with them.
Especially the sentences, you know.
But one thing we have to understand is that if the attorneys go in there and argue to the judge 90 days, and both of them are agreeing, that's what the judge is going to do. But if it's no problem with the judge. It's one thing we have to understand, though, is that he can't, you know, like I said before, he can't say you go out there until they think you're ready to go out into the society again. He's got to give a specific number, and that's why
number of days, months,
or whatever. And if we have a minimum, that's showing a higher minimum than 90 days, or a minimum of anything. That's showing them that's the least amount of time that we want anyone out there.
Well, I understand how the courts rule, you know, on suspended sentences and whatnot, probationers and things like this, John. But I just thought maybe someone that's easy to help, you know, doesn't need to serve 6 months over there.
Yeah, but that's what John is saying. If, you know,
he's going to get a sentence of 6 months or 9 months.
Or a year.
Or a year. And if the individual felt like he was, and the camp says you don't need anything more, you can stay here or you can leave. And if he decides to leave, unfortunately, there's only one place he can go.
See, that most of the people we're getting up there are people that are sentenced by the judge for more than 6 months. For more than 6 months.
Mr. Chairman, he was asking for us to support. I'll just have a chance to speak too. What I'm saying is able to go up to, I think, what did you make you of Tamanaka Office of the Luch? Well, that neck, so well, I hope that I think my yaw way you pick. Just to go, can I see my little dinner car? Don't go see that boy sector, I'll just summon L to the line. Don't you look at him all out than I left all out. You make it here.
Thank
If they could, it could be waived for those that are, you know, respond to your program, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not trying to stop you from your request.
I know.
Yeah. So, if they need a motion, Billy, a motion of Sumatavar Muna, 6 months in your field, Kankun, Tatna. Kayu nakto tamat ko wewa la balum nalek dan 6 month in oru at olak it lalu nakto lalu dan
ya lan ilipsin yun it kisar tam it'll be up to you about waving
up to the screening committee. The screening committee is the one that would wave.
Tam na kaya sisuk nalek sin wama motion nakto kede to play up. Hey, yeah, seconded by Robert Sage. You look at your house, you don't have a missile level. Okay, it'll be up to you now.
It's confidential to have signatures on these letters, huh?
There's no signatures, Dad.
Yeah.
There's signatures?
No signatures.
Yeah. We have to, it's confidential, we have to take the signatures off.
One region of Tigni, Kadima Tigna of the Sigonic Pun, Sivonne, Mikadima Shukpise.
Kamu kan itu kecil cerita waktu tamu.
Kila muka bring up pelak kengana. Untuk kanari kadang mak pada kena kau beli terkap ke alih-alih dalam pergi jauh mana. Untuk kau amalat ciri sih tamat jumiga dan naik tua sih sah sih bunyi angin yang saya kasih tidak cut. Untuk kamu terkap ke untuk kamu ini itu nutat. Kami kesini jahat untuk kanak kanak kita masih ulat.
Bapak suci kalau tuh bapak suci.
Isetoro tu, nami we don't keep them. They're just like one big family working together.
Nyonya kucing kerup tak tu kucing. Na kaya kaya usah kucing ululi usah kucing supaya kucing tak kewani dan sabak semat. Aglan, kau nak sekahatin, tak nak. Alaksu dia lebih, kuningan yang baik values ni, kau dip lebih, ya lebih ramai alaksu.
Jadi mereka tu ya setak cium muka saya nak yak punya ni. Kanuk, itu lah tu ko kat kamar itu kami sini lah lulu biji, sama nak. Tahu kan mungkin makin naya.
Tadkewani kata masuk kenyang, tadkewan mau dinaik lagi cari itu. Tadkewani kata masuk tu, selagi. Sumi kata mau bicara.
If in case you need more housing, we can do that.
Good. We don't know.
There's cats.
Instead of instead of letting you guys fly to Cotsby, you can bring your snow machines and then we'll just go up with snow all over.
In my cabin, the way my cabin is only about 7 or 8 miles, I guess.
Yeah, there's, let's see, there'll be enough room.
Yeah.
Because that, we have that, those two cabins are, well, sometimes one stays in that one cabin, but there's two cabins that are empty. Plus, if we have to, we could double up the residence for. To make the cabins empty.
I think it would be good.
Okay.
It's been
right. Well, I suppose you should have to
give
up.
How did you let me?
Yeah.
You let me know.
We'll just let you know the dates
when we
set
the dates. Maybe the
quality
line will go.
Yeah.
The
niin se mä itsoin siitä, että ne pettuvat ihmiset nähtiin. Ne liivät pysyivät luutaan nähtiin. Niin se että futukana, kun oli negatiivit.
Näkyy
kun aapta uudet, no nyt kannaksi mä tinnin nähtiin.
Is that all for you two?
Eh?
Okay, we thank you, Mary and John. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and it was real good to see all you folks again.
Come again.
Okay. We'll move on down to the next one. Agenda for regional strategy plan meeting.
Billy, they're bringing down I've got an agenda here, but they're bringing down a one that's more complete. So we can go over that before we break for this afternoon. Anyway,
maybe we can move on down to the next one.
I talked with Truman yesterday about the Upper Kobuk Elders meeting, and I guess they had to reschedule it, so they did not have any. Have you set a date yet? No.
We scheduled it next week.
Next week?
What? Friday.
So that will be.
Perfect and water.
Friday the. What's Friday? Next Friday.
14th.
14th.
Yeah.
Okay. In the evening.
Yeah.
In
7. Right around 7, yeah. But before that, no, at Amber.
At Amber.
Before that, we always have supper.
Yeah.
Making that fire, don't let me do this.
Yeah, we should get to.
Yeah, okay, I'll go. Okay.
There's a. I got a couple other things after if elders want to make reports. I got some things under other business. That they're on the agenda in case some of you wanted to bring something up right here. That's, I didn't put it down there because everybody had to say something, but if you have something that you wanted to say, you know, the time to
Nalleksi ringan paksa kaalaupa, nyt nauttii rapsinjeet. sumit pi sup kap tin ning na ra pa sa ming na ru wi kap tin ni ne ka te ma as lap ti gun ma ko no na sumit te na le sin ni pik shay pa
Swami, last day and sent convention for that. Altavut, Anuhulu, Olat Lassi, Jimmy Magata, Lapet Sosoma. Yeah, so nothing in my house on me. Sakut. Go, representative Mulahuba, Yanagalak, Olat Lalakati, Olak Lakut, Sablan. Altavut lead. Di moment itu lah lakit lep cari hati.
Dan itu mesti kita akan nak kena kenangan yang mana ni ada sesuatu. Jadi, sama seperti itu kan.
Asyik kau ni juga ada cooperation kan aku tu jadi tertinggi tidak wajib. Glad counts to me to cup to one month to me. An hour would live. The month. Next meeting, all on me is that. You did all our food at the chimney. That's got up to. They said, laughing with our leader for an hour. Worked with me. Got no money in the year of that. I seem to be generous with our mask. Nalai